trusting the Word of God to bless us, amen. And I kind of listened to the theme of the songs, you know, Sandy and Jackie, they usually get together and pick their songs they want to sing, and I found them to be very much Spirit-led to fit a lot of time. I never tell them what I'm preaching about, but a lot of time their songs they pick will go right in line with what I feel impressed to preach, amen. So they've done a great job along with Donna this morning. They've done a great job singing for us, amen. So looking to the Lord and asking his blessing. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to call upon your name. And it's only by the grace of God that, God, we stand here today. And, God, we ask you, Lord, to anoint your word and send it double fold here. Lord, that those that receive it here in the studio today might be blessed, amen, and receive it. And, God, also those that are around over the part of the country here and abroad that hear the message, Lord, that, God, they might be anointed to receive it, and it might be a blessing to them in Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. The Word of God, I want to go to a scripture over in Psalms in chapter 73, and we can make verse 1 through verse 17 could truly make a message that would last an hour if you could never get it all preached. But I want to lift two verses out of those first 17 verses, and here we find the psalmist David in Psalm 73 and verse 2. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, and my steps had well thy slipped. Here the psalmist tells us, and as he goes through the understanding throughout the whole book of Psalms, we know this is the man that cried after the heart of God, for God not to take his spirit from him. This is a man that sought God, amen, and received repentance from God when he had done the many things that he did and was wrong. This was a man that had examined himself when his own people wanted to slay him because of their hurt, when their children or wives had been stolen away and all their goods and belongings. And here was a man that asked God, should I pursue my enemy? And God had said, pursue thy enemy, and thou shalt overtake him, and thou shalt recover all. This is a man that had known grief, he knowed sorrow, he knowed pain, he knowed victory, amen. And here this man comes to a point and said, I've looked upon something that's almost caused my steps to come to a standstill. I've looked upon something that's almost caused me to let my foot slip, to lose my footing. And how many times in your life this morning has life and the battles of life come to the point that you just had to stop and you just had to say, Lord, what next? What's going to take Blake's next? What am I going to do next? And I've heard many people say, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've always said you can call upon the Lord until the Lord's had the last say, the subject's not closed. Amen. Until God has chose to move. Amen. And I'll tell you something about serving God. Since May the 14th, 1959, I've served God, and I've found that God is not one that jumps on the scene first thing and said, okay, here I am. You find God when you seek God. Amen. The devil is the one that says, here I am. Amen. The devil is the first one on the scene. Amen. You can take the story of Mount Carmel of Elijah. Amen. And you can prove by that understanding that the devil was the first on the scene. Amen. Because, amen, the prophets of the Jezebel's table, those are the prophets of the groves and all these that, amen, was there that day, amen. They had their opportunity to call the fire down from heaven. They had jumped on the platform. They had actually trampled it down. They had cut themselves. They had done everything in the world to try to get the attention of God. Amen. The devil had his hour and had his day. And the Bible said it come the time of the evening sacrifice, and the man of God had to rebuild the altar. How much time have we had to spend rebuilding the altars where devil tears down? Amen. And all the things that the devil tries to do to stop the will and the purpose and the function of God. Amen. But here the Bible said the man of God had to rebuild the altar, and it come time for the evening sacrifice, and he stepped up before the Lord and he simply said, amen. You know, he asked him, you know, how long did they halt between two opinions? If God be God, we're going to serve God. Amen. But if Baal be God, we'll serve Baal. And I'm here to tell you, he never had no intention of serving Baal because he knew who God was. I'm going to tell you something. But hey, man, when he began to pray and began to seek the face of God and he asked God to send the fire, I said, God will be enough. God will come through just in time. Amen. He called upon the face of God, amen, and he reminded God, amen, of who he was and who he was calling in the names of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, amen. And he cried out before God, and the Bible said after he'd been obedient to God, he put the exact number of barrels, the exact number of time, amen, and God come down with fire out of heaven, consumed the sacrifice, lapped the water up out of the ditch, amen, and consumed it and proved that day that he was God. I'm telling you, the word of God said, he said, prove me. God don't mind you putting him to the test. God don't mind you proving him, amen, because just in time God will come through. At the time of the evening sacrifice, he come through on Mount Carmel, and he's the same God today. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, they put God to the test. They said, we may burn, but we won't bow, amen. But just in time God come through in the fiery furnace there, amen, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, amen. Moses there at the Red Sea with the children, amen, of God, amen, and was looking to be drowned. The children of God was mumbling and said, it would have been better we stayed back there in Egypt, amen, than be out here and drown here in the Red Sea. But I'm telling you something, God showed up that day, amen, glory to God, and caused the waters to go hither and thither, amen. I see Daniel in the lion's den that day, and they tried to trick him, and they know the only way they could trick him, amen, the only way they could do it, amen, is do it concerning something they know he would do. So they tricked the king into signing the decree, and the decree said that no one could pray to any other god, amen, and they know that he would pray to God. And it come the time of the evening sacrifice, and he throwed his windows open towards the temple and started crying out to God, amen. And I'm going to tell you something, amen, they come and got him, amen, they put him in the lion's den. Oh my, but let me tell you something, God came walking in the lion's den just like he came walking in the fire furnace. I'm telling you, God will come walking in your situation if you'll let him. He'll come walking in your problem if you'll let him. He'll come walking in whatever chaos you got before you. God will come walking in the midst of it if you'll let him. Amen. But see, you got to let God. Amen. You got to let God. You got to give it all to God. Amen. You got to give your heart, soul, mind with all that's within you. Amen. With all your heart, your mind, your soul, you got to praise God. You got to pour yourself out. Amen. You have to go through dying stages. I've read after almost every great minister of the last several hundred years, and every one of them said their key to victory was death. Amen. Their key to the great things they accomplished is they had to die. Amen. You say, well, what do you mean had to physically die? They had to be willing to physically die, yes, but they had to die out. Amen. Amen. I've watched and I've been blessed in my ministry to have several phenomena. I've had great things you could write books about that's been accomplished. Great revivals that literally hundreds and hundreds were saved in. Amen. God has moved and come through time and time again. But I think back over it down through my life, I've had to die several times. Amen. I've had to totally, my will had to die. I had to come to the point that it'd make no difference, amen. Make no difference, go up, down, over, under, cross, whatever, amen. Make no difference, long as God's will was accomplished. Paul said, I have become all things. Long as you try to become what you want to be, you'll never see the apex will of God. But when you die out to your will, you die out to flesh, you die out to all understanding, amen. I written the song years ago, I'm free of what people say, I'm free of what people think, amen. And thank God I'm free today, amen. You've got to doubt. Most people can't get nothing done for God because they're afraid what somebody going to think about them. You've heard it in a minute time. People say, well, I testify, but I'm afraid somebody will think this or that. Well, I'd obey God, but they'll think I'm crazy. Let them go ahead and think. Amen. Glory to God. You've got to die out to that. You've got to die out. A lot of people, oh, they want to be popular. Amen. And we're in radio, and if anything that you want to see people wanting to become a star, buddy, oh, my. They come down the pike every day, phone ringing off the hook. Can you play my song? Amen. Oh, I'm not interested in getting in the charts. I just want my song played. Go to hell for lying. Amen. God's truth. You go to hell for lying. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But you got to die out. Amen. Long as you're trying to be popular, you'll never see the apex will of God. Long as you're trying to be a star, you'll never see the apex will of God. But when you die out, amen, when you die out to your purpose and your cause, amen, then God can establish his cause. God can establish his will. God can come through, amen, and do the miraculous, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God will be right every time. He'll be right every time. Not part of the time, not some of the time, but every time God will be right. Go ahead and act on what that feels. That's small. A lot of time it don't come like a big old hurricane. It don't come like a big old or a clap of thunder. But it's a small, still voice that speaks that you just know it's God. Go ahead and obey it. Go ahead and walk in the light of his understanding. Go ahead and walk in the fulfillment, amen, of his perfect will and his perfect way. But the situations of life will get you in the place that the psalmist was in. Amen. And I've heard people say, well, I don't think it's all that important to go to church. Well, I've got my religion. I don't need the church to have it. Amen. You done bloomed. You ain't only an idiot. You done become a blooming idiot. You done bloomed. Amen. You need. The Bible said, forsake not the assembling of the saints. We need this fellowship one with other. We need a part of the body of Christ. We need this. And I'm going to prove it to you why you need it. Amen. The psalmist, if he'd have stayed out there in his understanding, if he'd have kept looking at the prosperity of the hypocrite, amen. Let's go with it, amen. This, amen. He went on, I mean, I'm not going to spend the whole time on this, but we could, amen. He said, for I was envious at the foolishness, amen, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. There's a lady minister that raises over $100 million a year from her listening audience. She openly confesses when her husband go out to eat, they buy liquor and drink. But the gullible people of America send her $100 million. If you stopped and dwell on that, you would, you'd think you were standing on a sheet of ice. Your feet would be kind of slippery. Amen. Another TV evangelist boasts on spending $10,000 a night of God's money to stay in motel rooms. Amen. And he collects hundreds of millions of dollars a year from vulnerable people. I could go on and on and on. The majority of the money that's been given in America to evangelism is given to people that are phonies and fakes. Amen. And if you stopped and let that get caught up in your craw, you'd quit. Glory. Jesus. The largest ministry in America, and God has used the vehicle and is still using the vehicle, but the founder of it is a queer. And his wife is a Jezebel. She's had affairs with several of those preachers, even some of those that spend $10,000 a night to stay in motel rooms. That might have been one of the nights they stayed with her. I don't know. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. There is more garbage. You go to the landfill, would be a sweet-smelling place. Amen. Over checking in some of the ministries are in America today, the garbage and the pollution in the field. And if you stopped and dwelled on it, your foot would come pretty close to slipping. Amen. I need not say no more. The psalmist David was looking on some of those things. I don't know exactly what depth he was looking on, but he was looking on the prosperity of the hypocrite and the wicked. Now, I've heard people say, well, I'd come to church, but all them hypocrites. I said, come on, one more won't hurt anything. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, bless God, I wouldn't go down there in them hypocrites. Amen. Well, I want to tell you something. You better be doing something quick. Because if you're throwing rocks at the hypocrite, you're going to the same hell they're going. You're going to have to put up with them this whole life and put up with them all eternity in hell. I'd do something about it. If you dislike hypocrites that bad, I'd fix something right quick. Amen. But anyway, amen. I don't know what all he was looking at. I don't know what all situations, but he'd sure got him in an uproar. He'd sure got him in a place that he penned these words inspired by the Holy Ghost, and God gave him the right for them to be recorded in the book for you to read them today. The psalmist said, I just about throwed in the towel. I just about slipped. How many times you been there? Amen. How many times has the devil been in your face? Amen. And Let me read something else here. Amen. Verse 16. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. How many times have you ached suffering? Amen. Trying to get the will of God, trying to get something accomplished. Watch the devil cut you, steal the last dollar you got, rob off you, do anything in the world that he can do against you. How many times have you stood there in that condition, hurt so bad you didn't even know where to rub? You know, hit your funny bone, you know where to rub it. You usually got enough sense to know where is the left arm or the right arm. Amen? I mean, you get a cramp in the back of your leg, is one of the worst pains a human being ever get a hold of. One lady told me, said it's worse than having a baby. Amen. She's talking about it, men never knew how it was to have a baby. She said, well, you know that cramp you get in the back of your leg, throws you out on the floor, you jump them out, covers and all. Amen. I'm sitting up there. Amen. I've had them a few times. My wife looked at me, what's going on with you? I was sitting up there in the middle of the floor, got to my leg, trying to, you know, they say don't rub it, but I get a hold of it, you know, and massage it, do something. Now, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. That's unbearable for the moment. Thank God it passes. Amen. But at least when you got a cramp in that leg, you know where the pain's at, and you know if you can straighten it out, get it in another position, massage it, do something to it, it's going to pass in a minute. The psalmist said, this situation's brought about a pain in me that it's too painful for me to even think about. It was all over. Amen. It wasn't nothing you could put your finger on. It wasn't nothing you could say, well, this, that, or that. You just had to endure it. But how many know that have suffered? Whoa, glory. Endureth for a moment. If it go for the night, amen. Glory to God. How many knows that joy cometh within the morning? I'm telling you, when you serve God, there'll be some morning time experiences. Amen. And that's the cure for the pain. Amen. Now the psalmist, he was in a fix. You've been there. Amen. You've been there. Amen. You reach out to people that you have trust in to help you and they don't help you. You reach out to the church maybe and it don't help you. Amen. And you just hurt all over. Too painful to even think about. You try not to think about it. But it slips up on you. It crawls up on you. It gets back to you. Amen. I'm telling you, we need the fellowship of God's house. Because the only cure I find that the David spoke about, amen, is he started somewhere. I don't know where his midweek service. I don't know where it's Sunday morning, Sunday night. I don't know where it was revival. Amen. I don't know exactly what it was, when it was, or where it was. But somehow or another, he decided, well, church time. Glory to God. Now, I know you had to have church to have church. And I know in this county, there are very few churches that even know what church is about. They have a hullabaloo, amen. They have a Sunday morning get-together, amen. They have whatever. But they don't even know the definition of what church is. Man, Brother D. Hart was talking about you can go 30 miles this way or 30 miles that way and get in churches, got a move of God and everything. But you get in this county right here, amen. Buddy, it's Ichabod on the door, amen. They've snuffed at God. They've snarled at God. They've lived in their sin. They've lived in their messes. Amen. They've silenced the voice of God. They've drove God out of their churches. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And here I'm in the midst of it, and I said, oh, God, what have you done? He sent somebody he knew was tough enough to stand it. I said, thank you, God. Amen. Tough enough to stand it. But I petition for heaven. God, it's time you do something about this hullabaloo and this mess. Amen. Amen. I'm kind of like Elijah. Amen. It's time for the evening sacrifice. Amen. It's time. We've repaired the altar. It's time for God to move. It's time for God's will and God's way. I believe he's a delivering God. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 17, and said, until I went to the sanctuary of God. He said, I had eyes under my feet. It was too painful for me even to think about. But he said, when I went to the sanctuary of God, when I went to God's house, when I went before the presence of God, when I went to church, when I went to where the glory was falling and the Holy Ghost was falling like a rain. He said, when I got there, amen. I don't know where he heard the beat of the cymbals. I don't know where it was a Hammond organ. I don't know where it was a stringed instrument, the piano. I don't know what it was. The harp, I don't know what it was. But something got through to his hearing. Amen. And he began to see. I'll never get this preached, but let me try. He began to see. He said, then understood I their end. Amen. Now, I read the book. Amen. Glory to God. And in 1 Peter, in chapter 4, in verse 17, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. If it first begin with us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" David realized that the wicked, the hypocrite, and all their prosperity and all that would come to naught, that the only thing that was real was an experience with God. Amen. I'm telling you, he's a cure-all. God is a cure-all. When the pains of life crush so against you, they hurt so bad you can't even stand to think about it, go to him. Amen. Go where the power and the glory of God is falling like the rain. Go where the anointing of God will break the yoke. And I believe if we wait patiently on the Lord in the midst of the storm, he'll be our stay. He'll be our refuge. He's a pleasant help in the time of need. Just wait patiently on him. Amen. And give heed to him. And let him renew, refresh as the psalmist received that touch. Amen. And he held true to God. Amen. The Bible said we would have all slipped. We would have all went back if it hadn't been for the quickening and the renewing touch of God. Amen. Well, thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Appreciate all those that have tuned in and listened to the message today. Appreciate those here in the service today. And I ask God, Lord, if there are men and women in the sound of my voice, the pain is too much to think about. Let them get in the presence of God. Let them get under the flow of Calvary's flow of crimson blood. God, let them be touched by the mighty hand of God. Let them be renewed and touched and strengthened, and give them victory in Jesus' name. And God, renew their minds and lift them up and restore them, and let them know that their end is righteousness and judgment before a just and righteous God. But the end of the wicked is not so. So they shall perish, for so was the mouth of the Lord so spoken. But we shall ever shine like the stars. On the streets of gold we shall stand. No more crying, no more sorrow, sickness, or pain. All former things have passed away. And we'll sing, "I'm home, I'm home, I'm home at last." Let us evermore keep our eyes on you, Lord. And let us evermore come in your presence for that renewing touch in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. If there's anybody here that has a need this morning, we take the time, amen, we take the time to pray. Pray for your need. Pray for God to move in your situation, your life. He's a moving God. Amen. He's a moving God. Amen. And we'll give you that time. Amen. Sandy, give us a little bit of something as we close out today. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. If there's a need, bring it to God. Amen. We take the time to minister and pray with it. Amen. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.